Here are three of my favorite marketing tips and strategies that I've learned over the last 14 years across dozens and dozens of markets. Hey, I'm Spencer Powell. I'm the CEO of BuilderFunnel, and we are on our way to generating $1 billion in revenue for our clients. Hit subscribe to follow along. All right, today we are going to dive into three very effective marketing strategies, and they are going to fall into a few different buckets. One is going to fall into the free bucket, one is going to fall into the paid bucket, and the other one is, it could be free or it could be paid depending on how you want to approach it. So I'm going to walk you through those in hopes that right now, wherever you're at in your business, that you can use one of these strategies. So the first one is warm outreach. And the reason I like this one is it's a very short-term and very tactical approach. So everyone listening right now can use this one. Most people will not like this one. And that's because it takes work and it can be pretty tedious. But if you're desperate for leads, then that typically means you have extra time on your hands. So here's how we're going to run the play. You want to gather all of your connections. So this is email addresses, phone numbers, could be social media connections, but even just gathering up everyone in your phone and in your Outlook, you're going to have more opportunities just kind of right in front of you than maybe you realized. And now we're going to craft a super solid email template that you can copy and paste and customize every time. For better results, I definitely recommend customizing this, but here's what it could look like. So I'm going to read it out. Hey, first name, I'm reaching out because for the last few years, we've helped transform dozens of homes and serve amazing people like yourself. However, this year, I'm actively looking to serve at a higher level and transform even more homes and lives. I currently have X openings for large scale remodels. Do you know of anyone I should get connected with? That's it. Simple. Put however many openings you truthfully have, because that will basically show a scarcity number, but it will be true. And so you can confidently send that out. But send this out to friends, to family, other local connections you have, other business owners. Send it out to those businesses. Send it out to realtors, to architects, designers, to your trades, everyone. It's a pretty simple template, I would recommend customizing it a little bit, adding a little bit of personalization. If you can, I think if you sit down and just copy paste and add a little bit of something personal, like a one-liner somewhere in there based on the person you're reaching out to, if you just sat down for several hours, you could knock out 100 of these and get these out. But as a bonus for the referral partners, these people can be one of the best ways to generate additional leads. So that'd be like your realtors, architects, designers, trades. They're maybe a little bit less predictable than other channels, and some of those we'll talk about coming up, but they can actually send you a really large percentage of your total revenue. And so there are a few plays that I like to run to form new relationships, and then one strategy that really ensures they continue to send more work. So again, we're still in the warm outreach bucket. The first thing is, hey, send this template to all of your friends, family, local connections, and then any people in that like partner network. So if you want to build out your referral network, there are a couple ways. One is you could actually start a podcast, let them know you want to feature them on your show. You want to spotlight them and their business and promote them and bring them on the show. And now you have a relationship, right? You've had time to get to know them. You've recorded, done some content, and you've given to them first. So it's a great way to just start forming those relationships. It's a much better way than just saying like, do you want to get coffee? Most people don't want to get coffee. They probably want to have a coffee, but they don't necessarily want to go kill an hour meeting for coffee, not knowing where something will go. But if you say, hey, I have a podcast, I'll promote your business. I think you're up to some cool stuff. Can we hop on Zoom? They'll say yes. Another way you can connect is just say you want to do some social media collaboration. Say you'll film all the content, you'll tag them, you'll pay for the filming, the editing, all of that. You'll do all the work. All they have to do is just be a part of the content. And same thing. Now you've formed a relationship. You've done some content together. You've given to them first. So those are a couple of quick ways to form new referral relationships. But then the key becomes, how do you get them to send work your way? The easiest way is just to pay them. Pay them a flat fee, pay them a percentage of revenue when somebody refers a project over to you. Basically, just figure out like what you can spend to acquire a new customer and pay them that, right? And so if you can pay them $2,000, $5,000, the higher the number, the more people they will most likely send to you. So you want to be really sure that the numbers work for your margins, your business model, the types of projects they're sending, you know, those types of things. But once you work through that, just figure out what that number is and then pay them. And that should kick up the referrals significantly. So that is the warm outreach bucket. And again, all of that stuff, aside from, you know, if you are actually starting a podcast, all that is pretty much free. You know, you might have to have a little bit of time or money investment in the content side if you do go that route to build out more referral partners. But in terms of just tapping into your network that you already have, that's just a time commitment and sending out just a very friendly, clear email that says you're looking for people that you can help. And we had one of my sales guys was on a call, I think it was a month ago, and he basically was taking them through our framework process, and they got to the part about email, and he said, well, how many people do you have on your email list? And he said like 26 or 32 or so, it was something right in there. So not a huge list. And Ricky on my team, he said, well, why don't you send every one of those people an email and just same kind of thing, right? Just saying, hey, you know, I can take on some projects right now. Do you know of anybody? He booked 3 meetings out of that, and one person already moved forward within a very short time. So don't underestimate the power of just a direct, clear, friendly email to all the people in your network. All right. So that is number one. Number two is paid ads. So this is the paid bucket. And I would say this is a like short to midterm, very tactical. And we're going to pay for Google ads. I really like this as a go-to if you need to generate some, I'll say, relatively quick wins. Google does have a learning phase. Typically, it's 90 days. You can still generate some wins within that window before that. When you do paid advertising really well, you can really start cranking away. I mean, you can, if you know your cost to acquire, what you can spend to acquire a customer, and you can get your paid ads, you know, set up so that you are bringing people in at or under that number, you can literally just start doubling, tripling your budget really quickly and bringing in lots and lots of new projects. However, on the flip side, if you don't know your numbers really well and you're not tracking everything, great way to burn lots of money. So we want to set this up correctly. And it's great because you can target what we call bottom of the funnel keywords. So this would be things like remodeling contractor in Colorado Springs or design build firm in Denver. Very clear keywords where if somebody's typing that in, they're probably trying to find a company to do the project. And so if you're ready to get going with paid ads, I would say there's 3 critical areas that you need to nail to make sure you don't just start burning money. So number one is the keywords and the targeting strategy. So if your targeting is too loose, meaning you're targeting phrases like contractor near me, when all you do is say kitchen remodeling, you'll get a lot of clicks for people that are just not a good fit. They're irrelevant projects. They're handyman projects. They're going to be all over the board. So you want to make sure your keyword list is really tight and your areas are only where you want to work. So make sure you're picking the zip codes and the areas of town that you want to do work in. That's number one. Number two is the ad itself. So the ad needs to be really compelling and accurate. It needs to grab the attention of someone that's searching on Google. People are browsing, they're clicking, they're moving fast. So don't overlook the copy of the ad. So you want to think like award-winning remodeling services versus just remodeling services as a quick example. And then make sure you're testing so that you can get the most clicks for your dollar. So that's the ad. Number three is the landing page. So now we're targeting the right people, the right search area, and we have something compelling that's getting them to click. Now that we've done all of this heavy lifting, it all comes down to the landing page. And this is where we need to get the searcher to convert into a lead. And so that means we want an easily scannable page. We We want to include some stunning photography. We want information about your process. We want testimonials. We want social proof. And there should be a very easy way to fill out a form or call you. Now, once you get all three elements working together, you'll know exactly what it costs you to acquire a customer through this channel. And again, if you're happy with that ratio, scale up the budget. Okay, number three, SEO and content marketing. This is definitely a mid to long term and a more strategic approach. And so for more than a decade, my team and I have been working with remodelers and custom builders to rank higher on Google, write content that builds trust with their ideal clients. And so what SEO does for you is quite a bit. Once you're at the top of Google, you start getting really reliable, predictable lead flow. You'll see increases and decreases for sure with the changing market conditions, seasonality, but you can start to lean on this channel as kind of the backbone of new, what I would call non-word of mouth leads, right? Like marketing leads. You can continue to build on SEO success. So once you're ranking for a handful of keywords, you can go after hundreds more. We have local clients that are pulling in tens of thousands of website visitors every month from Google. That's non-paid traffic. And it's really tough to displace you. If you're at the top and you're working on your SEO game always, then you're basically holding off your competition. They have to work a lot harder to knock you down. So if you are ranking well, keep pushing. Don't let the competition get in, because they will over time. It's definitely a long game. SEO and content is a long game. It takes time to write content, takes time to optimize it for SEO. You have to publish it. You have to move up in the rankings, but don't be short-sighted. I have dozens of blogs that I wrote 5 years ago and even 10 years ago that still generate traffic and leads today. So start today. You know, the best time to start was, you know, 10, 20, 30 years ago. I think we still, maybe 30 is probably too far. Google didn't exist back then, but we're getting close. Pretty amazing. But if you haven't started, then today is the best time to start. And content marketing has a really dual benefit, is that it builds trust. And so it actually can help create what I call referral type leads, because your audience feels like they already know you, right? They're reading your content. They're getting to know what your expertise is. They're learning from you. And so they see you as a thought leader. And so the play here is that you want to identify the right keywords for what you want to rank for. Just like when you run ads, you want to do the keyword research to figure out, what are people typing in? What do I want to get found for? And then I'm going to create a content and SEO strategy to target those keywords. So what blogs am I writing? How am I optimizing my pages? And then continually working to optimize, improve, and add new keywords to the strategy over time. This is honestly still one of my favorite channels of all time for marketing, because of two things. One, the duality in nature, in that you can use content to educate and build trust with your audience, and it creates warmer leads for you when they actually end up calling. Two, you can really build a moat around your business, because if you're ranking number one in your market for lots and lots of keywords, you kind of start to become the go-to. And the side benefit of that is that your cost per lead and cost to acquire a customer is typically lower with this channel, because you're not paying for all of those clicks, right? Like with Google Ads, you're paying for every single click. With this one, you've just earned them. So it's an extremely powerful channel. All right, guys, that's the three strategies I wanted to share with you today. Hopefully that helped. I'd love to hear from you. If you had a takeaway from today's episode, something you're excited to start working on, shoot me a note over at radio@builderfunnel.com. I love hearing from you guys, and I do try to read every single note that comes in. And we are still doing the leave a review. We'll send you a free copy of the Remodeler Marketing Blueprint. So just leave a review, whatever platform you're on, Apple, Spotify, etc. And then shoot me a note with the subject line radio. Email address is radio@builderfunnel.com. And then just put your mailing address in the body of the email, and we will ship you a copy. All right, guys, we'll see you next time here on Builder Funnel Radio.